Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, here we are. I'm ready to do episode number 22. Kimberly couldn't join me today. She wasn't feeling well. So, I said we could probably do it another day. I could do it solo like you did in episode number 10. And then I asked for permission to do it with my wife. And she gave me permission to do it with my wife. So I'm here with my wife, Erin. Say hi, Erin.
Hi, Erin.
She's going to help me out with this episode 22. Let's do it to it. Congratulations to the Wooden Nickel celebrating 2 years open. We were just there last week.
Yeah, gone to a couple trivia nights there. It's been a lot of fun.
We did, it was in trivia. I called it trivia for dummies because...
Well, the first week was trivia. Last week was like a Family Feud themed survey says.
So you had to name the top answers and that was a lot of fun.
It was.
We did end up winning one of the rounds, right?
We did.
Food's delicious there. So if you have not had a chance to check out the Wooden Nickel, they're on Marks.
Highly suggest the zucchini planks.
Yeah, those were different. With the what was it, lemon aioli?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Oh, this one made me so sad.
I couldn't believe it.
So we went out to dinner Sunday. We went to El Taco Loco, and there was a sign on the door that said cash only. I didn't have cash, so we had to go to the ATM to get cash. We thought about going somewhere else, but then we came back. It seemed normal. Everything was fine. And then the next day, there's a post on our Facebook group that said, public notice by the order of tax commissioner. El Taco Loco is prohibited from making retail sales on or after Monday the 16th. So I don't know what happened. A lot of people speculate because of the type of sign. They may have not paid their taxes, whatever. But then a day later, they were moving out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
The fact that they moved out, I mean, all the benches are gone. All the seating is gone. And that was my favorite Mexican restaurant. All the other Mexican restaurants, I get the same thing I go and get. But when I went to El Taco Loco, there was so many unique things on the menu.
They definitely had things that I've never seen on other Mexican restaurants before. And it was on a whim. We decided to go Sunday, but I'm glad we did.
Yeah, what a shock.
Last time.
It does look like we lost another business, and that one hurt me in the stomach. This post had me a little confused. It says, does anybody know if it's legal for someone to set up camp in the backyard of an unoccupied residence? You know, camping on private property is definitely illegal if you don't have permission from the owner. But what's going on there? I mean, it sounds like they said that they had a house next to them where somebody was in the backyard, but they didn't ask them who they were or what they were doing there.
Yeah, I think I'd try and find a little more information out before. Yeah,
if I look out my window and I just see somebody in a tent.
Right.
Which brought me to a post where it said, Medina begins steps to address homeless camping on public property. So I don't know if that person was homeless in the backyard or what, but it looks like Medina is starting to address camping. And I wonder if Brunswick should follow.
Either way, I feel bad and it's sad for people that have to resort to that.
Yeah. Here was a post. Any ideas on what the heck happened to our lawn overnight? We are stumped. Just looks like, I don't know, looks like a pack of dogs went at it and clumped up grass.
What did they say it was?
They said it might have been skunks digging for grubs.
That's right.
So that's brutal. I mean, that's going to take a lot of work to get back.
How many skunks does it take to do that?
An army of skunks. I don't know. I hope it wasn't just one skunk. All right, so we're going to... tell a little bit about the Christmas contest we have coming up. But before we go, we got some events afterwards. You had an event here at the house.
I did. Shout out to Nutmeg Cookie Company. She came in. She had posted that she hosts in-home parties. I contacted her. She made everything so fun and so easy. She brings everything you need. She sets up the cookies that are already baked and ready to go. She brings in all the icings, all the tools that you need to use to make these, and teaches you step by step how to make these amazing cookies. And I like to consider myself a little bit crafty, but I don't have the best artistic abilities. And even my cookies came out fantastic with the way she shows you how to do it.
Not only were they good to look at, but they were pretty delicious too.
Yeah.
I wasn't there to try the decorating, but I
woke up to one missing this morning, so it must have been pretty good.
I ate your witch's broomstick cookie this morning. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with events.
Hey,
Hey, Brunswick, we have a big announcement to go along with the Christmas tree lighting. We're going to keep adding some festivities, and we're going to have a Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition. And that's for the whole month of December, so you have to have your stuff up by December 1st. And then we will post pictures on the page, and then you get to vote. It's the people's choice. They get to vote. So what are you voting on? Well, you're going to vote on a business, and the business package is sponsored by Valpak and Mulligan's Bar and Grill of Strongsville, and it's a catered lunch for your business up to $500.
Wow.
That's an amazing package right there. Then we have the house competition. That is sponsored by the Moscarino Group, Realtors, and they are donating a $200 Visa gift card.
Very nice.
And then we also don't want to leave out those in apartments. Those apartments, we know not everybody has a balcony, so we're going to do apartment doors. So hopefully you'll get permission from your landlord and decorate your doors, and you get a $100 gift card from Niners Diner. So that's the whole month of December. Everything needs to be up by December 1st, and stay tuned for more details on that. So we hope you will join us for the Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition.
Okay, yeah, so that contest sounds like a lot of fun. Can't wait to drive around town and see all the decorations.
I like to decorate, but I know that I've seen amazing houses in this city and none will compare. So we'll just put up our decorations and
it'll be good to see how people participate in their own ways. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some of the events we got coming up. First one we have is Trunk or Treat at Hickory Ridge Cinemas. That is this Sunday at 10 a.m. till noon. It is a ticketed event. Movie times are 11 a.m. and 11:30. So you trick or treat around the trunks of organizations and businesses. And then you go in and watch a movie.
Looks so, like they're showing Casper.
Casper. Yep. It's a good movie.
Good one.
HickoryRidgeMovies.com for ticket information. And that is this coming Sunday. What else we got here?
Looks like another Trunk or Treat. This one is at CareCore on October 26th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to participate in this, it looks like the contact is the activity department. 330-225-3156. Is the number to call for that?
Sounds fun. You know, I was looking at all the different cities that had trick-or-treating. So you can go trick-or-treating on the 26th, 27th, 28th. I didn't see anything for the 29th, 30th, and 31st. So
are you talking citywide?
Citywide. Different cities. Huh. So if you really liked candy, and candy's expensive nowadays, if you send your kid out on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 30th, you should be able to collect enough candy to redistribute it on the 31st.
Oh, like, not
that
I'm
a, not that I'm a miser or anything, but...
We would never do that.
No, we wouldn't do that. All right, put this on your Halloween event calendar. Brunswick Hills Halloween Bonfire. I do love a good bonfire. It's Saturday, October 28th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Plum Creek Park South.
Oh, that looks fun.
So they're going to have apple cider and popcorn and bonfire, obviously. It's in the name. They're going to have spooky hay rides and food trucks.
Oh.
We talked about food trucks in the last episode.
Now
about,
that's Brunswick Hills, so they don't need the permits?
Brunswick Hills doesn't require the same permits that Brunswick does. It says wear your costumes, meet your local firefighters, police officers, service department members, and township trustees. So Brunswick Hills always does put on some great events, and an outdoor bonfire in the fall with food trucks and apple cider sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, as long as this weather holds out.
What do we got here?
All right, it looks like we've got Neon Bingo for Halloween. That's Saturday, October 28th at St. Ambrose. Looks like they're going to have a chili bar, cornbread, apple crisp, three of your favorite things.
And do love me some chili. And you get a free Neon Bingo dabber.
That's cool.
We've gone to a few bingo nights. Never a Neon Bingo night.
No.
Some of these people get seriously into their bingo.
Seriously into bingo.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to mess with their chi.
Special dabbers, troll bells, lucky charms.
So if you've never been to bingo, you should check it out. St. Ambrose, the 28th, 5:30 with bingo at 7:15. Tickets are $35 per person, but that's all you need. It'll take care of the dinner. It'll take care of all the bingo games you'll be playing. Check out St. Ambrose website at stambrose.us/bingo. We got another Halloween bash. This one is at the Skate Station on Monday the 30th. It's 2 hours long. Starts at 6:30 to 8:30. There'll be games, costume contests, good food, and lots of skating. Contest has three categories: cutest, scariest, and best couple costume.
Maybe we should go.
What would we dress up as?
Oh, we can't tell.
Make sure to bring your family and friends for this fun night. It's $5 admission, $2 for skate rentals, $4 for inlines. So all proceeds go to the Artistic Club to help fund their trip to the Nationals.
It's awesome. I love the skate station. I still love the skate station as an adult.
I used to hang out there on Friday nights when I was in middle school. Saturday, October 28th in the morning, it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. So twice a year, you can go to City Hall and drop off your drugs. They actually have a box there that you can drop off year-round. But that's so medicine doesn't go into our water streams. You know, if you put it in the landfill, it could get stolen. It could go into the water streams. It could not make its way to the right place. This way, you get to clean out your cupboards and drop them off. And
safe way to dispose of it.
Mm-hmm. One more event here. This one's a long way out, but you want to put it on the calendar.
City of Brunswick annual Christmas party at the Rec Center on December 3rd from 4 to 6. They've got carnival games, holiday crafts, bounce house, Nate the Great, and some yummy food. Also, you get to meet Santa. Tell him what you want for Christmas.
You know, I think this Christmas, I just want tickets to go to things. I don't think I need any.
Yeah, we've been kind of making that a tradition.
Yeah. All right. That is it. I think you did a great job.
I really don't think so.
No? No? Well, you're a great wife nonetheless.
Aw, thanks.
If not the perfect podcaster.
Kimberly definitely makes this look easy.
She'll be back next week.
I'm very thankful for that. This was fun. I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
Thanks for filling in.
You guys make it look so easy every week. Sharing all the information and doing what you guys do.
So like, comment, and subscribe. If you have any feedback for us, you can visit our website at brunswickgrouptherapy.com. Click on the microphone and your audio comment will be included in our next episode. We're always looking for feedback and comments. And, if you ever want to fill in when either Kimberly or I cannot make it, reach out to us.
I really didn't do that great of a job, huh?
No, you did fine. You did fine. We just, we just want to rotate them out. Rotate the guest podcasters out.
Got it.
All right. Take care, Brunswick.
Bye, Brunswick.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.